What's under your Christmas tree this year? Do you hold a stocking full of stocks, a box full of bonds, or ornaments of gold and silver? Like a well-decorated tree, your investment presents should be well-diversified and colorful. No one decorates a tree all with the same ornaments and one kind of light. Many different ornaments and many colored lights in your investment tree means wrapping your portfolio in all sorts of goodies. Stocks and bonds are common, but under my tree I hold many jewels, foreign stocks, other countries' currencies, ornamental gold and silver, different mixes of dividend stocks, commodities, bonds, annuities from Switzerland, all ringed with a choo-choo train of cash and cash equivalents. Most investors who listen to buy-and-hold advisors will find a lot of coal in their stocking this year. Others who thought they were good found out that Santa thought they were naughty and opened up spoiled apples and go-nowhere mutual funds. Picking an investment advisor and choosing your portfolio holdings can have a lot of similarities to choosing a nice Christmas tree. It must shine from all angles, look good in all weather, and must be able to weather a long holiday season. Many investors thought they chose a diversified portfolio, only to find out 2008 brought a Charlie Brown-like Christmas. Most portfolios suffered similar losses that I saw this year, and you have to wonder why, in so many diversified portfolios, did they all lose value? Maybe they weren't so diversified after all. The truth of it is, almost every asset under our tree got sold off to raise cash, so most investors ended up with less than a stellar year, to say the least. The real performer this season was, of all things, plain old bank CDs and cash. While many were out decorating their investment trees with mortgage-backed securities, collateralized debt obligations, derivatives, bonds, stocks, mutual funds, and more, plain old bank deposits held up the best. What's the lesson in all of this? Instead of all the hoopla and fluff among the most flashiest of decorations, sometimes a simple plain green tree will suffice. A handful of green cash trumped all assets in 2008, mixed with gold and silver trimming certainly helped out as well. When this holiday season plays out, you might consider going back to plain old green in 2009 and park most of your money in an FDIC-insured bank account until this fierce financial winter blows over. Then, when spring finally comes, we can begin anew, carefully selecting our portfolio trimmings for the coming year. When you select your portfolio trimmings for the coming year, keep in mind that sometimes the simplest answer may be the right one. And the simplest answer for cash right now may be plain old bank CDs, FDIC insured, which pay 4 to 4.25%. Among all the fancy alternatives, these may be the best choice. That's it for this week's Money Matters Minute. I'm Mark Cuniberti for KVMR FM Radio. Happy holidays and have a Merry Christmas.